Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth, on this 11th day
of May
2023.
And we're going to have a Do Not Be Afraid scripture comes out of Luke 12:32. Luke 12:32 says, "Do not be afraid, little flock, for your Father has been pleased to give you the kingdom." Wow.
You could say that was a double wow.
Yeah, I would say so.
On today's call, we're going to talk about 7 E's for strong faith. Have you ever had someone tell you they'll give you an E for effort? Really, what does that mean? Is that supposed to make you feel better or good? Look, if I expended the effort, I know what I did. Not meaning to sound ungrateful here, but I never want to be recognized for just being in the game. Always want to cross the finish line first. With my arms lifted up, giving God all the praise, honor, and glory for making it happen. When I strive for a goal, my faith is always extended. That's why we're going to share with you 7 keys or E's for strong faith. I'm talking about mountain moving, devil chasing, debt canceling, wealth building, bondage breaking, yoke destroying, assignment making, life changing, and destiny shaping faith.
Hallelujah. Number one, expand your boundaries geographically and mentally. Do you believe that Acts 10:34 is the whole truth and nothing but the truth? We should believe it all in the Bible. It says, "Then Peter opened his mouth and said, of a truth I perceive that God is no respecter of persons." Are you confident beyond a shadow of a doubt that your Heavenly Father is no respecter of persons? What he's done for one believer, he will do for you also. Get that down deep. We trust your answer is an emphatic yes. Truth be told, anyone who doubts Acts 10:34, well, they're going to doubt other parts of the scripture as well. If you know God is no respecter of persons, then you know he will do what he said and what he did for Jabez, which in 1 Chronicles 4:9-10, New Living Translation, says there was a man named Jabez who was more honorable than any of his brothers. His mother named him Jabez because his birth had been so painful. See, you can start out with something negative, but God. It says he was one who prayed to the God of Israel, "Oh, that you would bless me and expand my territory. Please be with me in all that I do and keep me from all trouble and pain." And God granted him his request. Wow. God wants to expand your territory, enlarge your borders, move you from where you are to a total higher level of success in and through him, which is the only way to go. Yes, he wants to expand the borders of your sphere of influence, but he also wants to expand your mental capacity, your spiritual capacity as well. Psalm 119:32 in the New Living Translation says, "I will pursue your commands, for you expand my understanding." Right. If you don't have the prayer of Jabez, we might could get it through the store.
Yes.
But there's ways to get it, and hey, praise the Lord, we could see about getting it for you.
Yep.
Let us know.
Number two, elevate your conversation to a higher spiritual and success level. Eliminate the words quit, can't, try, failure, negative, and compromise from your vocabulary. Guard your heart, for out of the abundance of it, the mouth will speak. Ephesians 4:29, Amplified Bible. Let no foul or polluting language, no evil word, nor unwholesome or worthless talk ever come out of your mouth, but only such speech as is good and beneficial to the spiritual progress of others, as is fitting to the need and occasion, that it may be a blessing and give grace God's favor to those who hear. Speak the the pure, the powerful, and the positive from the Word of God over every person, situation that you deal with. Take the time to write down something positive about the people you deal with on a regular basis, and let that become the focal point of your next conversation with them.
Hallelujah. Number three, expect divine appointments and supernatural connections every day, starting today. As you pursue your goals, raise your level of expectation for divine appointments and supernatural connections to people who can get, well, to people who God can use to get you from where you are to where he wants you to be. Believe me, he can have you run into them. God can bring the right person into your life, boom, just like that. 1 Samuel 9, verses 15 and 16, in the Message Bible says, the very day before, God had confided in Samuel, this time tomorrow, I'm sending a man from the land of Benjamin to meet you. You're to anoint him as prince over my people Israel. He will free my people from Philistine oppression. Yes, I know all about their hard circumstances. I've heard their cries for help. See, cries for help don't go unnoticed.
That's right.
Saul was a donkey herder until he had a divine appointment. Be vigilant, be watchful, be expectant, but don't be judgmental about who or how God chooses to be your super, chooses for you to have your supernatural connection. If you're wanting to start a business, spend time with people who have expertise in that field of endeavor. Ask opinions, seek their advice. Don't tell them all your secrets, but just show yourself friendly and see what happens.
Number four, endue yourself with spiritual awareness of who you're working for, how that relates to your goal of career advancement and other income opportunities. What have you done today, this week, this month, this year, to increase your value as an employee to your current employer? If your answer to that question in any way contains anything negative about your current employer, then you will never advance beyond where you are because you have the wrong perspective. First, you should get Colossians 3:17-23 down in your spirit. They say, and do, and whatsoever you do in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Whatsoever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not unto men. Second, you must realize that everything you do in your job, you're doing is unto the Lord. He's the one who will cover your employee evaluation. Did you hear that? God will do your employee evaluation. Once we realize we're working for the Lord, we will find a new desire for excellence and all our hands find to do on the job. When you are faithful where you are, then you'll be open to other opportunities beyond your wildest dreams.
Mm-mm. Number five, enjoy the benefits of a good job. Your attitude will turn, I like all these E's, honey.
I know.
Your attitude will turn your average job into the above average job. Ecclesiastes 5:18. This is interesting. Ecclesiastes 5:18 says, behold, that which I have seen, it is good and comely for one to eat and drink and enjoy the good of all his labor that he taketh under the sun all the days of his life, which God giveth him, for it is his portion. God has a portion for you. Can anybody say hallelujah?
Hallelujah. I love that scripture. Number six, establish family time that is written in stone. Ecclesiastes 11:9, Living Bible, says that if you wait for perfect conditions, you'll never get anything done. There should be some absolutes in our lives. First, our time with God is immovable. Second, create real and lasting memories with your family time. when our kids were at home, when we came home for dinner, our cell phones were placed on the table. And I rarely, if ever, answered it during dinner. When our daughters lived at home, there was no texting during our meals. That may seem like a little thing, but you have to understand that each of them sent or received between 8 and 11,000 text messages a month. That's a fact.
Mm.
When you're with your family, be with your family.
Amen and amen. Number 7, energize your faith. Thank you, Jesus. How do you energize your faith? Well, the Word of God and time in His presence. It's as easy as that. That's really the pure and the simple of it. However, we do feel impressed to share 3 scriptures with you that will help you focus in. 1 Corinthians 12:6, Classic Amplified. And there are distinctive varieties of operation of working to accomplish things, but it is the same God who inspires and energizes them all in all. Ecclesiastes 7:12, Message Bible says, double protection, wisdom and wealth, plus this bonus, wisdom energizes its owner. You notice it didn't say wealth energized its owner, it says wisdom, so seek first wisdom. You know, the list of powerful E words could go on, because we haven't even covered empower, enlighten, extend, and entertain, just to name a few. But the point of it is it's time to end. That's another E word. End this so we can start and have the most tremendous Thursday we've had.
Absolutely.
In our lives. And for all those moms out there, happy Mother's Day a few days early.
Yeah, I know.
Coming up.
And you don't have to wait till Sunday
mm-hmm.
to celebrate your mom.
That's right.
It should be every day. Every day.
Yep, we talk to Mama every day.
Yes, we do.
Hallelujah.
And good morning, Mama. We love you.
That's right.
Well, until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts from the Word of God.
We love you. We appreciate you. Bye-bye.